Jeff Weir, member of the Live Labs team. And as some of you may know, I just got back from the South by Southwest Music and Film Festival, where you won an award in a category that I didn't even know existed. Tell everyone what you achieved.
Yeah, I won the art category at South by Southwest for a personal project of mine called Viscosity.
Viscosity. Now, we're going to get to that. But before we do, what were some of the other entries? What was some of your competition?
Some of the competition was other major art galleries, also personal photographers. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty diverse category, actually.
And is this project that you've done, which I've played with, and it's really fun, you're going to like it, but is this a project of passion, or is this something that work commissioned you to do? How did it come about?
This was all a labor of love.
Labor of love.
Yeah, so it all started off as a prototype for a web company I worked for years ago. Originally, I wanted to create a prototype that would simulate mixing viscous fluids together. And it failed at that, but it looked like modern art. So I figured, why not push this in that direction? Right. And I just ended up pushing it further and further until I had this full piece of software.
So are you an artist by nature? Is that what you went to school for?
I went to school for computer science, but I also almost finished a minor in fine art.
Close enough. That's fine. Let's take a look at it. It's called Viscosity. And now, why the name Viscosity?
Again, I guess just trying to mix two viscous fluids together. That was the original name of the prototype.
And it just happened to be a cool word.
Yeah, it stuck.
All right, so let's take a look at it, Viscosity.
Here we are on the homepage of Viscosity. This is just an entry page, just stating what it is. It's a modern art generator. So to start, we're going to create art with Viscosity.
And now, what's the learning curve? Because I fooled around with it a little bit, but I you know, I'm not a pro just yet.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward to use. You start off with a create experience where you're given a brush, and if you just click and drag the brush, you get some interesting effects when you you run through these rectangles here. And I'm just going to reset it here. We have a number of brushes that we can use. This is the mushy brush, and so it kind of feels like you're mooshing around a piece of clay. There's the sweeper, which is really strong and kind of sweeps things around. And then you can customize your brush. You can change the brush size, the strength, and the slipperiness of the surface. So if I crank on the slipperiness here, it just flies everywhere. And so that's what people start with. As you explore further into the application, you can change the colors. There are a number of preset color schemes here. And then if you create a custom color scheme, it'll get saved here as well. So right now we're looking at colors that other people have made.
I can access other people's color schemes?
That's right.
Oh, cool.
And there's also color pickers built in. So if you're savvy with hex codes or just like to customize your own colors, you can do that. And then there's also the transparency. So I can fade the transparency here, and then you can see colors overlap, and that'll make some interesting shapes. And then finally, I can change the background color for the entire drawing. But I'm a fan of grayscale myself.
Okay.
And then what's actually happening in all of this is it's really just to connect the dots. We have 200 dots on the screen, and we're just drawing fills that connect all the dots. So if I move one of the dots, we change the shape. And then if I select a whole bunch of dots, I can move those as well.
Wow.
And so when we go back to the brush, you get a better understanding of what's actually happening with this.
So is essentially each dot inherently connected to a certain amount of other dots and particular dots?
That's right. They're all in sequence. So from 1 to 200, they all connect. And we can move our piece around if we want. And I'm just going to make it a little bit bigger because I like it.
That is so much fun.
And then this is looking pretty good. Well, as far
I
as
like
abstract
it.
Art goes.
Zorro likes it.
Yeah, there we go. You can find meaning in anything. We'll tweak the opacity. And this is the part I like. You actually get to save it to the web. So here it is.
Put it in a little chair on your wall.
Yeah, this is my living room. So I get to
is
see
everything. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus the artwork. But at this point, I kind of like it. I'm just going to move it back to maybe this position. and then I'll name it. I'll name it Zorro. And this is by me.
I helped, but I mean, whatever.
Okay,
no,
so
just kidding.
Jeff and Laura for art direction. So I'm going to save this now. And what it's done is it's saved it to the website, and now it's appearing in the gallery with everybody else's artwork.
This is what I wanted to talk about, because not that Zorro isn't amazing, because it is. But if you let's take a look, scroll through some of the images in the gallery, because I can't even fathom how these let's bring them large, because I can't even imagine how these pieces were created. They're brilliant. You would imagine that someone sat there for hours sketching out each grayscale layer.
Yeah, I have no idea how people made this. when I made this, I figured everyone would make abstract art, and they really didn't. They looked for formal pieces here. I mean, here's a dog, obviously in the moonlight. We've got Che Guevara. I mean, who doesn't want to make Che Guevara?
I mean, that's just great.
Yeah. So the creativity of the people using this is. Really blown me away.
And how long has this product been out and people been using it that they've already mastered it to this level?
It really took off in March of last year. So it's actually been out for a year now. And it's
I love it. Here, wait, so you can stand up.
Oh, yeah.
So how do people find it? Because it's free, right? You at home can use it right now and play with it and save your artwork. What's the URL?
The URL is windowseat.ca/viscosity. Window seat as in I take the window seat on the airplane.
Oh, so do I. Oh. And there's there is a section on there that says learn, but I think that gives you more of the background about the product right now, exactly a tutorial.
That's right. And there's also a section called watch where you can actually animate between everybody's pieces.
Fun. Well, you guys out there, go ahead and play with it. It's called Viscosity. And once you've learned how to master it, go ahead and write a forum about it and post it to a message board so I can learn because I need help.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.